Well, the player's getting a tan, Dale. That means that we're into the running, doesn't it? And the weather's getting better, but it's coming down to crunch time. How are you sizing up the final six games of the season?
Yeah, excited. I think it's the best part of the season. You know, we've worked hard to be where we are, and you know, we want to finish the job.
Is it a case of just relishing this? I mean, for you, last year's experience and everything that happened at the end of the season with you individually, how nice is it to be at this stage involved and be sort of not here again, but another opportunity?
Yeah, it's what we wanted. Obviously, we had the disappointment of last year. We set our stall from day one. You know, and we've done very well up to now, but you know, it's still a bit of work to be done. And you know, we're excited and we're confident going into the last period.
Does that experience at Middlesbrough, does that drive you on?
I think it has. Yeah. I don't just think in the last period I think it has throughout the season. You know, it left a bit of taste in everybody's mouth, and you know, we want to put that behind us, and the best way to do that is do the job this season.
Years back, I remember over at the university, hanging over the old side of the training ground there, pouring with rain. You'd just joined. A lot's happened since you came to this football club. Yeah. What would it mean for you after everything that's happened to get to the Premier League?
Be unbelievable for everybody. You know, like we said, when I first joined, it was a different place. But you know, I expected it to be like this, and that's one of the reasons I came to this football club. Yeah, so it's gone from strength to strength, really. You know, credit to the managers, to everyone upstairs, and you know, we're looking to repay everyone. You know, by the time we come to the beginning of May.
Inevitable question. You know, you're out of contract at the end of the year. Are any talks ongoing over a possible deal for you to stay at this football club?
Yeah, obviously it's possible, but I think that'll be decided when everything's all said and done. Be a conversation probably over the summer at some point. But you know, I'm solely focused on what's happening like between now and the end of the season.
How difficult or how easy has it been for you to put those issues behind you and concentrate on the football this season?
To be fair, it's something I've had, not just out of contract, but it's something I've had throughout my career. You know, transfers may have happened, may not have happened. It's something I've dealt with. You know, I've done it a couple of times, so it's something I'm used to. You know, I've accepted it, what's happened, you know, and I'm still excited about being at this football club and the position that we're in.
You're hugely loved and respected by the fans. Would you want to stay at this football club if a deal could be done?
Yeah, like I said, I think the most important thing is that, you know, we do the job first before any conversation, you know, takes place. You know, I'm fully focused on that.
You seem very focused when you're out on the pitch, and it's been a good platform now coming into these final six games to get those two home wins. In what, you know, just keeping that gap between you and third place.
Yeah, it's important. You know, we've generally been very well played all season at home. Picked up a lot of points. You know, we've got two tough away games coming up now, and you know, we'll have to show something else in our armoury to, you know, go out and get 6 points.
What about QPR? I mean, under Ian Holloway, are they a different animal really to what they were before?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're a tough side to play against, you know, especially at home. It's a tough ground to go, and you know, we'll have to be at our best to get, you know, anything out of the game, and you know, we're fully focused and confident on that.